welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for June 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Just before we get into our DX radio programs list, I'd like to make mention of one thing, and that is if you subscribe via the returnable rate, be sure that you have your cassettes back to us by the 20th of June. The 20th of June, the cassette has to be in our studios here for duplication for the July edition of the DX Audio Service. Just before I get into this list here, compiled by Bill Carney of 2667 Mile Road in Pinconning, Michigan, 48650, I'd like to make mention that Bill compiled this list out of different program schedules and different facts and figures that he received. However, he very quickly points out that he has not verified every one of these listings. So what I'd like to propose, if there is a member of the DX Audio Service which has a shortwave radio and would like to take this information from us and compile it into a list which is actually verified, please step forward and we'll give you recognition both on the DX Audio Service and also the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. We'll send you the list either on typewritten paper or via cassette. And all you have to do is basically sit down and just catch one of these broadcasts and verify that it is on the air. Bill writes in his edition of the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast magazine, please send in any monitored corrections through the above address. Frequencies in bold seem to be the best heard in Michigan. On the other hand, it's just because it's not in bold doesn't mean it can't be heard. I didn't have the time to check everything on the list. To keep this list complete, many programs that are impossible to hear are still listed. Some stations slap the term DX program to letter bag type programs, or they read clippings from club bulletins that are months old. The Eastern Bloc countries are notorious for this. Listen to some of these programs for a few weeks and pick those that seem to fit your needs. All times and days are in UTC GMT. Sometimes listed are not the program's start time, but the transmission sign-on. You may have to listen to the entire broadcast to find the program start time. Let's start right now with the schedule for Saturday at 0030 Radio Portugal is on 9680. At 0105 FEBC Manila is on 15445. At 0300 Radio Budapest is heard on 6025, 9520, 9585, 9835, 11910, and 15160. Also on at 0300 Radio Portugal on 9705. WRNO Worldwide is on at 0300 Saturday on 7355. At 0630 Radio Sofia is on 9700 and 11720. At 0630, Radio Swiss International is heard on 3985, 6165, 9535, 9870, 12030, and 15430. At 0825, KTWR in Guam is on 11715. At 0830, Radio Prague is heard on 11855, 17840, and 21705. At 8:30 also, Radio Swiss International is broadcasting on 9560, 9885, 11905, and 15570. At 0900, DW Germany, the third week, is broadcasting on many, many frequencies, 9715, 11945, 15185, 15205, 15410, 17780, 21605, and 21680. At 0930, HCJB from Quito, Ecuador, is on 6130, 9745, and 11925. At 1000, BRT is broadcasting on 15515, 17595. Also at that same time, Swiss Radio International transmits on 9560, 9885, 11905, and 15570. At 1100 hours, Swiss Radio International broadcasts on 9665, 11745, or make that 95, and 11935. At 12 o'clock, Swiss Radio International again broadcasts on 6165-9535, 12030. At 1330, BRT Belgium transmits on 15515, 15590. At 1330, Swiss Radio International transmits on 9730, 11905, 11955, 15570, and 17830. At 1500, KTWR Guam broadcasts on 9840. At 1547, Swiss Radio International again broadcasts on 11840, 15305, 15430, and 17830. At 1610, DW Germany in its third week broadcasts 6170, 7200, 9685, 11785, 1505, and also on 17875. At 1630, BRT Belgium is on 17595 and 21810. And 1717 Swiss Radio International is on 3985, a frequency which might be hard to hear here in North America. However, it just might get through. Also, they're on 6165, which makes it over very good. 1847 hours, Swiss Radio International is on 9535, 11955. At 2000 hours, Voice of Turkey is heard on 7215 in the middle of the 40-meter band. At 2015, Radio Canada International transmits on several frequencies, 5995, 9670, 11945, 15325, 17820, and 17875. At 2117, Swiss Radio International broadcasts on 9885, 11955, and 12035. At 2130, HCJB is on the air on 11740, 15270, and 17790. At 2145, Swiss Radio International is heard on 6190. At 2140, Radio Canada International is heard on 11945, 15150, and 17820. At 2138, Radio RSA South Africa transmits on 7270, 9585, and 11900. At 2200 hours, Voice of Turkey is heard on 7215, 7225, 9560, and 17760. And finally on Saturday, WRNO Worldwide on at 2300 on 7355. And that's the program's listing for Saturday, and hopefully on the next edition we'll get Sunday's listing. But again, I'd like to point out that if you have some spare time to possibly go through our list and verify it, we would more than welcome it, and I'm sure that the people over at the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts and Bill Carney would more than appreciate the help in putting together a very accurate list. I'd like to make a note on this, and that is that we have in the past sent out many requests to a lot of the different stations for updated information and schedules, and usually the only stations that ever answer our letters are WRNO Worldwide and also HCJB. So obviously, if we can get a very accurate list, it'd be very worthwhile to the membership of the DX Audio Service and also to the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. If you'd like to contact myself, just write to me here at the Audio Service at 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Now here's Phil Tallman with some news and information. Phil?
In the Denver radio business, where bigger is construed as better and where stations have staffs of up to 70, tiny KPPL stands out far below the crowd. KPPL at 1390 on the AM dial doesn't have any real employees and not much else either. Station is operated out of the West Denver offices of radio engineer Tim Cutforth and its antenna and sending machine are not far away in a small cinder block building. Station has no regularly scheduled announcers, no sales staff, no news department, only 4 advertisers, and ratings that are so low they're unmeasurable. Its music is from Cutforth's home library of records by Pat Boone, Roger Williams, and the like. As a result of an ongoing series of legal complexities, KPPL is under the control of Denver Federal Bankruptcy Court. The station almost lost its broadcast license last December because it had gone silent, and the FCC frowns on broadcast licenses that are not being used. Bankruptcy trustee Linda Sedaris, who has responsibility for the station, appealed to Cutforth for quick help. They got KPPL, that is, back on the air, barely in time, to save the license. For the time being, Cutforth says there are 2 ways in which KPPL could be managed. You can spend $2 million or $3 million to promote it. You can keep it cheap. And according to Cutforth, quote, "We're keeping it cheap." For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Tallman.
Thank you very much, Phil. Now, here's a guy who looks and acts the part of a beautiful music radio salesperson, Mr. Phil Wang, with a look at MarketScope.
Thank you once again, Fast Freddy. This is MarketScope, and I'm Phil Wang. We're back in Wichita, Kansas, with guest host Steve Bauer, looking at the FM side of the dial.
The market's only beautiful music station is in a small town just north of Wichita. KOEZ at 92.3 is licensed to Newton, Kansas. At 95.1 is KICT. This station signed on the air in April 1972 with a country music format which was very poorly executed and failed to get any ratings at all. In the late 70s, the station was sold and the new owners changed the format to album-oriented rock. It's a little milder now and is making quite a name for itself. A member of the morning crew, Ron Eric Taylor, is a native Wichitan who has been a dominant figure at several other Wichita stations.
KICT 95, everybody needs a hand to hold on to. John Cougar, when he didn't have the Mellencamp there at the end, American Fool CD. It's 19 minutes past 6 o'clock with Breakfast Club on Stupid Joke Wednesday.
Okay, it's about 1 to watch the skis this car.
Oh!
There's a coat hanger in an hour to get his family out.
All right, so there you got it, 436-1095. We're ready for your stupid joke this morning.
Good morning. Occasional drizzle is headed our way today, and rain is likely tonight and tomorrow. The high today, 50. It's cloudy, 41 at 620.
And Jeff Shaw, KICT 95 News.
Good morning. British rocker Stevie Winwood gets his first taste of the high life at last night's Grammy Awards show in Los Angeles. Right now in Wichita, cloudy skies, 41 degrees, 625. From the T95 newsroom, I'm Jeff Shaw.
Good morning. It's 629. Give us a call with your stupid jokes. 436-1095, KICT 95.
You know what the definition of a diplomat is?
What?
A fellow who can tell you to go to hell and make you look forward to the trip.
KICT 95, instant karma from John Lennon on George Harrison's birthday today. And I forgot to send him a card. 20 minutes till 7, and we did get a Bach Records winner.
Jennifer Carroll of Hayesville knew the answer was Pete Townsend's Face to Face.
We'll do it again in just about 1 hour. It is Stupid Joke Wednesday, 436-1095. Call us with your stupid, or even if you want to go better, if you've got a, you know, mediocre joke or pretty stinking funny joke or something like that, those are okay too. T95, good morning.
KICT Wichita, KICT AM Salina, pure rock and roll.
The market's only Class A FM is at 95.9 KRZZ, licensed to Derby, just south of Wichita. The station on the air is known as 96 KRZ and simulcasts with the AM 1240. The only time they break simulcast is when the AM side airs local sporting events.
And now let's go to some classic Beatles off of, let's see, this is Hard Day's Night, and this is going to be released tomorrow, so everybody can get it on the CD action. Anytime at all at 96 KRZ.
Anytime at all.
96 KRZ, classic rock and roll from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Wichita's first FM station was at 97.9 megahertz, KFH-FM. It mainly simulcast with the AM counterpart on 1330, but in the mid to late 60s adopted a sometimes top 40, sometimes album-oriented rock format. By 1970, the station was well known as Channel 97. But in 1971, the call letters were changed to KBRA. The station began being known as FM 98 and offered beautiful music. But in 1983, the beautiful music went away, and contemporary hit radio came to KBRA. First, it was known as KB98, and then it adopted the Class FM format and changed call letters to KLZS. The station has very low ratings and is not a dominant force in the market today.
98 KLZS, ready for the world, love you down. It's 11 minutes till 5 with Rich Anthony.
The action gets hot.
7, call the crowd uptown for reservation.
It's 4:51, expect a cloudy sky, a little early morning fog, and 42 degrees overnight. Tomorrow, good chance of rain into Friday, too, with highs near 50. It's 47 degrees with CSN and KLZS. 98 KLZS. Three of the few survivors of Woodstock and CSN. Wasted on the way with Rich Anthony. Expect a cloudy sky tonight. Fog early morning, remember. It's 5 till 5. Let's go home.
Diet Coke and Diet Sprite have got some news.
Stop by any of the four King's X restaurant locations and get a hearty meal priced to appeal. King's X.
4 minutes till 5 o'clock. Remember, tonight, your favorite love songs. Playback by request and dedication. Bring a friend, and we'll see you tonight after 10 on Pillow Talk with KLZS.
The Wichita market has two FM country stations, which are right next to each other on the dial. At 101.3 is KFDI-FM. Last time, we heard what KFDI-AM sounded like, and the FM is almost the same. But KZSN is at 102.1, and it's only been country for a little over a year and making quite a name for itself. KZSN pushes the more music approach, less talk, more music, and has a very upbeat and refreshing sound. What's interesting is that during the evening hours, both stations have women on the air going against each other. First, we'll hear Jackie Foster on KFDI-FM, and then Stephanie Austin on KZSN.
Nancy Griffith, what an interesting young performer. She's going to do real well. Hopefully here in Wichita, we'll have the opportunity to see her before too long. Hint, hint, maybe. I don't know. I would sure like to see Nancy Griffith. Boy, there's a whole long list of people I'd like to see, like Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton. I don't know if they'll ever come to Wichita or not, but I guess we can always hope. Anyway, 8:09 with Jackie Foster here at the AirCap Truck Plaza, I-135 in the Park City exit. Come in, mention KFDI, you'll get your free coffee cup, which are nice ones, by the way, and the coffee to go in it. Can't beat that. Sad but true. It's 8:12 at KFDI. We're going to play one more before we do Mr. Weathervane. This one's out to the Lockwood, Tennessee gang.
KZSN, Hutchinson, Wichita, the new Kiss and 102 FM. We play continuous country favorites always, four songs in a row. KZSN, Kissin' 102 with the new one from George Strait, Oceanfront Property. On the way, all kinds of good stuff like Kenny Rogers, a new one from Ann Murray, and some older music from Don Williams. Our weatherman, Alan Archer, says our Kissin' Color Radar is calling for cloudy tonight. Foggy with occasional drizzle, low 43. Tomorrow and Friday, cloudy with a chance for rain both days. Tomorrow's high around 53. It's currently cloudy and 49 at Kissin'. We keep the talk down and the music up on your continuous country favorite station, KZSN. Kissin' 102. Here's Exile. KZSN, serving South Central Kansas with continuous country favorites from Lyons to Wellington. Here's Don Williams on Kissin' 102. KZSN, Kissin' 102 with Steve Warner and Small Town Girl. Coming up, music from George Jones, Glenn Campbell, and Ann Murray. If you would like to find out all the information that you need about concerts and live country music in Wichita, you can call CityLine at 436-1010, enter category 1021 for the latest information. It's the Kissin' Country Entertainment Hotline. Always a better variety of continuous country favorites on KZSN, Kissin' 102. Woo! KZSN. ZSN, Kissin' 102. With a third of four in a row, here's Kenny Rogers with Daytime Friends.
Well, always quick on the flaw here. It's 641, 19 before 7, and the Kendalls kick off another four in a row at KZSN. Good morning.
At 103.7, it's another Charlie Pride-owned radio station, KEYN-FM. It signed on the air in 1968 and has always had the same call letters and been top 40 or contemporary. The current morning man, Tim Peters, is on his second go-around with the station. About 2.5 years ago, Tim had a dispute with management and left to go across the street to KKRD, where he managed to help pull that station to number 2 in the market. When his contract expired, he was unable to renegotiate with KKRD, went back across the street to KEYN, landing a 5-year contract, giving him an annual income in the 6-figure range. But Tim's problems weren't over. They were just beginning, because his contract said he couldn't be on the air in the same market for a year. He blew that off, but KKRD took him to court and won. And now Tim is on the air ringing a bell instead of talking. So he has to dazzle the market with his production skills.
Oh, deep duty kids and howdy, Buffalo Bob.
The thrill of victory.
Woman, hit him up.
The biggest show in town.
Here I come to save the day.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Good morning, friends. It's time to brush the sleepy dust from your eyes. Rise and shine, up and at 'em.
It is 6 o'clock at KEYN Wichita, and I'm Michael Stone in for Tim Peters. Going to be a light rain throughout today, looking for a high at about 50 degrees. Here's Linda Ronstadt and James Ingram somewhere out there at 103.7 KEYN.
103.7 KEYN.
Good morning. It's 6:37, 23 in front of 7 o'clock, and it's last call on the birthdays today. If you know somebody who has a birthday, make sure you get it into us at 436 KEYN. Lewis in the news, Jacob's Ladder at KEYN. I'm Michael Stone in for Tim Peters from now until November, if need be, at KEYN Wichita. Nobody plays more music. Occasional rain today, about 50 degrees for the high. It's 46 with Genesis.
Wichita's newest FM station is at 105.3 KXLK. It signed on the air in August 1985 and is believed to be the last licensed new Class C full-power FM in the country. Mornings are pretty crazy at FM 105 with Mike Miller and Steve McIntosh, the news director, who pair up with some excellent chemistry.
I think it's time to get the lighter side with that Wichita's award-winning anchor and KXLK's...
Hey, Peabody! Good morning, America, and all the ships at
Let's see.
Good morning.
Well, I guess Women's Lib is really here.
Huh?
Yep. Our crack salesman, Dan Knee Patch Hogan, tells me he overheard one of his kids shout at one of the neighbor's kids,
yeah,
my father can wash dishes faster than your father. Knowing knee pads, probably does the laundry, too. Hey, from the supermarket tabloids this morning.
Yeah.
Alma Monroe said, I hadn't taken a bath in over 15 years because of my size and weight.
Hmm.
She weighs 400 pounds.
Yeah.
When she finally took a bath, she got stuck in the tub.
Yeah.
Her hubby was on a business trip.
Yeah.
Didn't return for 24 hours.
I don't blame him.
Said Alma's husband, Burton, she really shouldn't take a bath when nobody's home. She's too big a woman. Dateline London.
No. I want to know what Burton smells like.
Dateline London. Where Ralph Aberton was eating in a restaurant when his friend and business partner slapped him on the back.
Yeah.
Ralph's glass eye popped out.
Oh, no.
No. Nobody saw where it went, so Ralph put on dark glasses and started eating fast. Yeah. He wanted to get out of there?
Yeah.
Glass eye had landed in the mashed potatoes, and Ralph ate it.
Yeah. Oh.
I conclude today with a camping tip.
Don't play marbles with...
I conclude today with this camping tip. You can keep bugs off your face by gluing a frog to your head. Until tomorrow morning at 7:20, remember, folks, when the news breaks, Jerry will fix it.
Hey, buddy, shake a leg.
KXOK, the new FM 105, Wichita weather, rain, drizzle, whatever. Through tomorrow, gonna be wet, I guess.
High today, maybe 50 or so. Nice one, actually. We're almost there now, about 48, somewhat overcast. 7:46 in the morning from KXLK.
East and West.
Star and boy howdy. KXLK, Mike Mack in the morning, 7:42. Careful in the school zone. Take the umbrella along. We got Huey. He's got the news and you got us on the new FM 105.
But truly, friends, well, your lowest paid morning team and darn proud of it. Need your support, friends, because if you look good in green, can play a musical instrument, or can march, any one of those three, you could become a part of this. Yes, you truly could join us St. Patrick's Day, downtown Wichita.
I know a girl from Towanda.
No, girls from Towanda. No. No. What was her name? Maybe I. No. Anyway.
Rhonda.
No. Rhonda from
Towanda.
Rhonda from Towanda. Yes. Now you know who the Beach Boys were talking about all that time. Yes. Back in the shadows of the Skelly storage tank, friends. It was unbelievable, but true. We would like you to talk it over at the office, the home place, wherever you might be hanging out. Prison, we don't care. We want you to be a part of it. St. Patty's Day, downtown. You say, well, I'm going to need an excuse. My boss, my mother, my father, my grandmother, the warden. You tell them to take a flying on a rolling donut. We got an official excuse for you. We'll see that you get that.
Yeah.
But give us a call. Volunteer. We need you, friends.
Rocking on at 107.3 is KKRD at the top end of the dial.
Radio. I'm Ted Werbin on 107 KKRD.
From the radio,
get them out
this
to the
morning,
bus stop.
We now leave our PG-13 rating and move right into an R.
Tim, we need to set this up. We need to tell the people how this even started.
Go ahead, Don. Tell them.
Well, Mary Jane Teal is, yes, and Ted, you know her from the theater.
She's the director of the Wichita Community Theater.
And Gene Rump asked her on the air on Kaleidoscope. The story was
his first mistake.
Give us something funny that has happened in show business. You know, doing live theater performances. So she was going to do this story yesterday, and I guess the story, the way it goes, was she said, I can tell you this story, but it has a dirty word in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Jean said to her was something along the lines of, don't worry about it. Go ahead and tell us the story.
She did.
And when you get to the dirty word, you say beep instead of the dirty word.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now she wasn't really paying attention to what Jean said.
A little misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah. So I guess she thought that the TV 10 people were going to beep this word
out. They were reading her mind and would know when she was going to say it.
Didn't happen. The word didn't get beeped out. However, for our audience, since we have beeped the word out, but it is pretty obvious what it was. But she's talking about this bird that would make the people in the front row laugh, or the front of the theater, because the bird kept saying something.
Oh.
So this is what happened, and this ran live yesterday on Kaleidoscope.
What timing. I wish I could get an actor, but I didn't realize until I moved up the last night from the back row to the front, the audience would roar, but I thought they were just laughing at his stage presence. Birds. Instead, every night he looked at that audience and said, "Fuck you." That's terrible.
Listen to this.
Did we beep that? We did this. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You beeped it.
What a treat to meet you. Right here.
Wow. How nice. For a little publicity. Thank you.
Very genteel. When we come back, we're going to talk about wine and how you can choose.
If we come back.
did they make it back after the station break?
I don't know. I was still rolling on the floor.
Rob Dalton, are you listening this morning?
I called over the other day to talk to a Rob Dalton. I got a good friend of mine. Says, Rob there? No, he's at lunch. And he'll probably be at lunch for about 5 or 6 hours. And lunch may go into Thursday. And he may not show up then. And Martin Umansky's planning a long-distance trip and vacation.
They're all going to lunch at the Chronicle Building in San Francisco.
And so, Judy Ashley has all the phones on hold.
So what we need is Gene Rump's home phone number. We'd like to get it straight from the Rump's mouth.
Or something like
something
that.
Like that.
What word will we learn today on Kaleidoscope?
It's
yes.
The word of the day. So
all right.
We'll have that again here in a little while. 7:21 now.
It's clear and 5 degrees.
Thank you, Steve. I really enjoyed that. Wichita does have some surprisingly good radio talent. If you would like to help us host your market, please contact me at the DX Audio Service headquarters. For MarketScope, I'm the guy with the hot tuner, Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And for as long as I've known Phil, he's always been a hot tuner.
WUBE 1230.
Now here's Bob Walker with a look at NRCon 86.
At NRCon 86, I'm Bob Walker for the DX Audio Service. And joining me now is Ken McHarg of HCJB, resplendent in his Voice of Free China tie with me this afternoon. Ken, thanks for joining me a few minutes here.
Good to be here, Bob, and to be a part of the service you all are providing.
Well, Ken, we were talking just a few minutes ago out at the display tables, some of the services that HCJB has, and I guess maybe start out with real quickly the show that you host, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name. I have enough troubles this weekend with French. Tell us something about the show and something about HCJB.
The program is Saludos Amigos, which means greetings, friends, more or less in Spanish. We subtitle it HCJB's International Friendship Program. It's a program that's designed to develop a very personal tie between the listener and the broadcaster, or in other words, between me and you, if you're the one who happens to be writing in. Basically, on the program, I use letters from listeners. I read them. I've used every letter I've received from a listener so far. I do not always read it in its entirety, especially the reception report part. There's no point in that. But if the person tells me something about themselves, who they are, what they do, if they give me an opinion on any topic, whether it be political or religious or social or they don't like the weather or whatever it is, I try to converse back with them regarding that topic. Someone may write in about their gardening, and I'll talk about my garden. If they're from a city that I have visited, I'll say something about that city. I'm trying to make it to be a two-way conversation in a medium where that's kind of difficult, because except for phone-in, call-in shows, which become somewhat expensive, people write to shortwave stations. So by my reading their letter on the air and voicing their letter for them and then responding, we are in at least some sort of a two-way conversation between the two. In the first year of the program, I heard from nearly 300 individuals who wrote in, 37 different countries plus Hawaii, Tasmania, Antarctica, and ships at sea. Not bad for a half-hour show with 4 releases a week during the first year. But there were a lot of people out there who wrote in and wanted to tell me about themselves. They wrote in for many different reasons, but it was good to get to know a lot of them.
When is your program heard? Most of our listeners here of the audio service are in North America. Can you give us a couple of opportune times and frequencies for that?
I'll struggle with that without the program schedule in front of me. I can tell you it's on Sundays to the South Pacific at about 8 or 8:30 UTC. Then it's on to Europe, the Middle East, and Africa at 19 hours UTC Sunday. Now, that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Daylight Time. And I receive a number of letters from people in North America and the Caribbean who listen to that European release because it comes up across the eastern part of North America. I'd say maybe 25% of the letters I get from North America come out of that Sunday broadcast. Don't know the frequencies on that one, sorry. Then it's on again Tuesday night. That's Wednesday UTC, but Tuesday night local time at 2 hours or 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on 9870 and 6230 kilohertz and repeated at 6:30 UTC. That's Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, our time. On those two frequencies, plus one in the 25-meter band that I can't remember.
Okay. Also, I know we've heard before that there's going to be a live version, a live call-in version of the show coming up. Can you tell us something about that?
The Lord willing and the creek don't rise, yes. We're having a little technical difficulty with it right now. Our plan is, I believe it's the third Tuesday night of September, at 2 hours UTC, that's 10 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, to do 1 hour of talk on Saludos Amigos. The program will originate in Jeffersonville, Indiana, at a radio station there. The numbers will be announced on the air. It'll be one number. And the people who want to call in can call into that number in the U.S. We will then feed the program to Ecuador by phone line, and it'll be broadcast from Ecuador over HCJB. We hope that will all come off. The last time I tried to get that all to work, it didn't work. And so when I go back home, I've got to do some more technical work to try to get that program fed to Ecuador. If I can get that taken care of, we will be on the air then. If we have problems now, we may put it off a couple of months. But right now, we're planning to go with it.
You know, we've been talking about HCJB and in your program on HCJB, and you and I both know that HCJB is a religious broadcaster, a little bit different. Maybe give us a brief recap on what HCJB stands for, what they're trying to accomplish with their shortwave transmitters, and how they do it.
Our call letters, I think, say it all. The call letters HCJB in English stand for Heralding Christ Jesus Blessings. In Spanish, it's Hoy Cristo Jesus Bendice, which means Today Christ Jesus Blesses. Same principle. It is a Christian station founded by an interdenominational mission society based in Miami, Florida, been on the air since 1931 with the purpose of proclaiming Jesus Christ to the world, of being an evangelistic and a teaching station. I think we're different because all of our programs are not just religious. We have DX programs, we have science programs, we have health programs, we have an excellent news service. My program really, out of 30 minutes, only about 5 or 6 minutes, is specifically devotionally or inspirationally designed. The rest of it's just reading letters from people. But HCJB has a tremendous impact around the world. If we had a long time, we could talk about some of the letters. I can tell you that I have been astounded at some of the letters I have received from people and what they've said that HCJB has meant to them. One in particular, a guy who'd been on drugs and alcohol for 17 years and listened to HCJB, became a Christian, and is now out of that. 35 years old, he's getting married and starting school this fall. That's kind of exciting. Because it means that we do affect people's lives. And I think that's what the ministry of HCJB is all about. Young man from Jamaica who wrote to me and said, my dad is dead and my mother is sick. Because of the economics, I can't get a job. I think I ought to leave home. Would you please announce to the world that I'm up for adoption? I did not announce to the world he was up for adoption, but I did respond to him. And through that response and putting him in contact with a minister friend in Jamaica, he got a scholarship to go to Montego Bay Community College, and his brother got a job. That's where it becomes a very meaningful type of ministry and a meaningful type of broadcasting, much more so, I think, than just standard broadcasting. We play music and commercials and that sort of thing.
HCJB broadcast over several shortwave transmitters and medium service as well. Probably not possible for us to hear it here, but what is their medium wave service?
There is an AM station in Quito that I believe is on 690. And I heard that when I lived in Panama. I've never heard it here, but Arthur Cushion of New Zealand tells me he recently heard it in New Zealand. In Panama, HCJB runs an AM and an FM station, HOXO, Voice of the Isthmus and Life Radio, and I think It's either 760 or 790, and I can't remember which, but I'm sure the World Radio TV Handbook would tell you. I have seen reception reports of that in the United States, but there are so many other stations on those frequencies that it makes it very difficult to receive it. Those are the two places where they run their own AM stations, in addition to the fact that there are a number of stations along the Texas-Mexican border that HCJB runs on AM and FM. And I cannot tell you the call letters and frequencies of all those. There are about five or six of them now that are along the border, and some of them going on higher power all of the time. Person probably could get that information out of a guidebook. I'm sorry I don't have it. I maybe would have it upstairs, but I don't have it here right now to tell you the calls and the frequencies. HCJB is expanding its broadcasting. It's helping with Christian broadcasting all over Europe, has offices in Europe. Recently went on, I believe it's an AM station in the Buenos Aires, Montevideo area with some programming so many hours a day. Runs an FM station in Guayaquil as well as an AM and an FM in Quito. And then the FM is repeated in Esmeraldas, Ecuador. So, and then they help with other stations too throughout Ecuador. So there's really an expanding broadcast ministry. As you may know, ATJB also recently agreed to build an antenna for the South American beam of KCBI shortwave in Dallas, and will be broadcasting programming over that station as well.
But from listening to HCJB, and I know many of our listeners here of the audio service have listened to HCJB DX Party Line on Saturday nights Eastern Time for the NRC section of the program, we hear no commercials on HCJB. How is HCJB funded? That's kind of an expensive venture to put on a shortwave international broadcaster.
There are really three different ways HCJB is funded. The first and most efficient way is through contributions from churches and individuals who believe in what HCJB is doing and therefore make contributions to the stations, which are tax deductible in most countries. Second of all, there is on HCJB what's called cooperating broadcasters. Billy Graham, Hour of Decision, the Back to the Bible program, and so forth. Those programs pay for the use of the airtime, and that helps to make some money. Thirdly, all of the missionary staff raise their own support. They go around to churches who are interested in them as missionaries. Those churches agree to pay X number of dollars per month or per year to the mission to support them. Those missionaries then become employees of the station, but they actually raise the money for their employment from those churches that are willing to support them and say, yes, we think this is a valid ministry and we're willing to support your ministry in that way. I am not a missionary with HCJB. I'm a special representative. I also do broadcasting for HCJB. John Beck, who's known to many and the other broadcasters on HCJB, are missionaries and go through that support routine. My wife and I hope in a couple of years ourselves to become missionaries with HCJB and go, but that's down the road after our kids get into school and out on their own.
Ken, sounds like you've got quite a bit of time with HCJB, and sounds like it's an important part of your life, and thanks for joining me here on the DX Audio Service.
Thank you, Bob. Good to be a part of it.
Thank you very much, Bob, for that report from NRCon 86, and Bob will be back with us next edition with more of NRCon 86, and in the future, NRCon 87. Received an interesting letter from one of our members here at the DX Audio Service, who writes, "It seems to me that a lot of the editors are ex-radio people or are presently radio people. How about putting together an edition where we get to hear some of their talents on the air?" Well, I kind of thought about that, and I believe me, it is kind of embarrassing, especially from my standpoint of the many, many years I've been in the business. John Bowker, Phil Wayne, Jerry Starr, just to name a few, are also radio people, but don't always have air checks available of those particular people. So what I'd like to do is, if possible, put together a future edition of the audio service where not only do we have the editors, but also some of you members that have been on the air. So if you have any air checks of yourself on the air, and of course this goes out to our editors too, send them here to the DX Audio Service, and perhaps we'll put together an edition right after the convention edition of some of the talents of the DX Audio Service. Again, a reminder, be sure you have your tapes back to us by the 20th of the month so we can have them duplicated. Also, if you desire any information on the 1987 National Radio Club Convention, be sure to write to me here at the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you do call on the phone, be sure it's between 6 o'clock and 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Please, not after 9 o'clock in the evening. I go to bed rather early and have to get up very, very early in the morning to go to work. So please, not after 9. And we'll see if we can get all the information to you about the 1987 National Radio Club Convention in Lima. That's it for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. One last reminder, if you do have the time on your hands and have access to a shortwave radio, we do need to get the information verified on our shortwave DX programs list. And if you do have the capability of being able to fulfill our needs of getting the information verified, please contact me here at headquarters, and we'll make sure that that list makes it not only on the DX Audio Service, but back into the hands of Bill Carney at the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast, so he can update his list. Again, that's it for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. See you next month. This is Fred Vobey for the National Radio Club.